Good evening and welcome to Manx Radio's Christmas Bedtime Stories, read by Kim Quine. Tonight's story is The Sugar Plum Fairy by Jacqueline Graham.
Her voice echoed throughout the house as 7-year-old Jackie excitedly called out for her mama. Running to the kitchen, she noticed the table was full of desserts. Jackie suddenly heard the vacuum cleaner and took off running toward the noise. The constant from the oven alerted her mother of the time. She barely rounded the corner when Jackie ran into her. Her daughter's words spilled out loudly as she jumped up and down, and she finally blurted,
"My music teacher chose me as one of the sugar plums in our Christmas school play, Mama. You have to make my costume."
As her mother smiled and her eyes twinkled with happiness for her little girl, she immediately started visualising a grand costume that would make her stand out from the other sugar plum fairies. In her mind, she saw a red velvet plum-shaped outfit covered in glitter. She knew she already had the material and she could get started sewing that evening. As Jackie was being tucked into bed, she felt her heart beating fast and hard with the anticipation of being in the play. As she closed her eyes, visions of a beautiful sugar plum fairy costume filled her thoughts as she drifted off to sleep. With the children asleep and the house quiet, her mother sat at her sewing machine and read the school flyer the teacher had sent, giving the parents instructions on how to make the costumes. Yawning and rubbing her eyes, she'd overlooked the word fairy as she busily gathered her pattern sewing materials and started creating a magical sugar plum garment. When Jackie awakened the next morning, hanging on the door was the most beautiful, glittery red velvet plum costume. After her Thanksgiving break, for the next 2 weeks, Jackie practiced her dancing routine in music class with the other students. Because of the praise and encouragement from the music teacher, her excitement soared. A few days before the play, Jackie overheard her mother talking on the phone, sharing the news of her role in the school Christmas play with her grandparents. After hearing they would be there, her twirls got higher and her smile even wider. The big event had finally arrived, and Jackie reported to her homeroom class where Mrs. Stockwell greeted her with an assuring hug. All of the other students were dressed in their costumes, but Jackie was unable to wear hers because it would be too large to buckle the seatbelt in the car. Struggling with the bulky costume in the bathroom for a long time, Mrs. Stockwell softly knocked on the door asking if she needed help. Jackie was tangled up on the floor with her legs in the armholes and her arms in the leg holes. Mrs. Stockwell untangled her and helped her stand on her feet. As the line of students were rushed down the hall toward the auditorium stage, she noticed everyone who saw her smiled and stared. She thought to herself how beautiful she must be. Because Jackie was distracted with all the instructions she had to remember, no pushing, no talking, remember to smile, she never noticed her glittery, puffy, oversized red plum costume looked totally unlike those of the other sugar plum fairies. Nervously, Jackie smiled as the heavy red curtain was slowly pulled back, revealing the shimmering cast of little sugar plum fairies dancing gracefully across the stage. Between the bright lights and the large crowd of people looking at her, Jackie was frozen in place and unable to move about like the other girls with the fluttering fairy wings. Jackie stood there in shock and realised her costume didn't look anything like the other girls. The other sugar plum fairies had beautiful wings with lacy tutus and matching leotards. Jackie's face turned plum red like her red plum costume. With her hands twirling above her head and trying to jump in the air, Jackie toppled over and fell flat on the stage with a loud thud. Desperately trying to get up from the floor, Jackie's arms and legs flailed around while rocking back and forth trying to get up. Mrs. Stockwell quickly pulled her up to her feet, giving her an assuring wink and big smile before she softly pushed her back onto the stage to continue on with the swirling cast. Jackie tried to smile and keep moving, but she was frozen with fear. She resisted the strong urge to leave the stage and hide. She did her best to hold back the tears, but when Jackie heard the hysterical laughter coming from the audience, the tears poured down and the lump in her throat caused her to go into uncontrollable sobs. The curtains closed and the new group of students prepared for the next scene while she stood off stage in tears wishing for her mama. The next morning, feeling sick in her tummy, Jackie asked her mother if she had to go to school. her mother said with no nonsense in her tone.
You don't have a fever, so you are going to school. Get dressed, come to the kitchen for breakfast. The bus will be here soon.
Despite her embarrassment, Jackie knew she had to go to school and face the music. Jackie glanced timidly at Mrs. Stockwell as she walked slowly through the door of her classroom. Mrs. Stockwell greeted her with a warm hug. Mrs. Stockwell explained that the parents commented to her that this was the best Christmas play they had seen in many years, and the added comedy made it a hit. One parent told Mrs. Stockwell that the little girl in the plum costume that fell and then pretended that she could not get up was hilarious. Jackie was stunned that everyone loved the play and even more amazed that they thought she was acting. She took a deep breath and watched the clock slowly tick. Although still confused by the turn of events, she couldn't wait to go home and share the news. Jackie was so glad her mama made her go to school. Skipping a step, she waved back at the bus driver. Jackie ran to her mum once again, jumping up and down with the happy news of her unexpected star status. Her mum beamed with pride and a hint of relief. What Jackie didn't know was her mother was also embarrassed when she realised the mistake she had made by making a sugar plum costume and not a ballerina fairy costume. As Jackie sat at the table, she saw a beautiful bouquet of flowers with a card from her grandparents that read, "Well done, granddaughter."
We hope you enjoyed this evening's Christmas bedtime story. Join us again for another one tomorrow, or catch up on the whole series online at manxradio.com.